Hi, everyone. I'm glad you're back with me today with Harvest Celebration Podcast at the conclusion of 2023. On behalf of the team at Everyday Mission Trip, we pray that it's been a fulfilling year in the Lord for you. And if you find yourself in an ongoing season of perseverance, I want you to remember what the Apostle Paul declares to encourage us from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season, we're going to reap a harvest if we don't give up. Amen. I love that. The coming year is going to bring a plethora of encouragement from Harvest Celebration Podcast. So tell your friends to tune in. I intentionally keep these messages short and to the point, so anyone with any schedule or whatever responsibilities a person has, they have time to tune in into these encouraging messages. So share the good news. Amen. Today I'm going to highlight a brief excerpt from Oswald Chambers' devotional entitled My Utmost for His Highest. And this is very familiar to many Christians, this devotional. And here he highlights our walking in the light. Chambers states, "The love of God working in me causes me to hate, with the Holy Spirit's hatred for sin, anything that's not in keeping with God's holiness. To walk in the light means that everything that is of darkness actually drives me closer to the center of the light." Can we say that about ourselves? The Bible says from 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." The truth is, brothers and sisters, the more we immerse ourselves in the Word of God, we seek fellowship and communion with Christ, the more we're going to recoil from sin as from a hot flame. The more we're going to see with the eyes of Jesus and the way he sees people in the world, which are the objects of his mighty love. So let me bring to light an important truth for you today, and I pray that this is branded into your conscience. So listen. For many of us Christians, we love our Bible studies. We love our Christian communities. We love our churches and our home groups. We love our charity. All in all, we love our comfort zones. And there can come a point in our Christian lives that we actually remove ourselves from the Great Commission and only surround ourselves with other Christians. And we stop witnessing the lost people. I've been there. So stop for a moment and think about how many unsaved people currently that you actually interact with on a daily basis. For many of us Christians, it isn't very much or it's non-existent. Remember that Jesus was in the world, but he was not of it. Jesus answered, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And that's from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. So let that marinate for just a moment. Unsaved people everywhere are watching us as Christians, so be aware that they are. Those searching for hope need to witness us walking in Jesus' marvelous light. Don't you want somebody new today to experience the promises of God just like you? God bless you as you walk in the light of Christ and as you serve as a beacon in the dark for those who are searching for their way home. Amen. God bless you. Till next time.